More grace to everybody. Oh, I'm excited. I keep coming on here with such tenacity and strength and fervor and power because I know what prayer does. And I know that things are happening in the spirit realm. I received a very strong word from the Lord, from a prophet of God on today. Out of nowhere, out the blue, a bona fide prophet. And I'm grateful to know that our prayers are working. Even a situation specifically that I was dealing with, not personally in my life, but someone who just came to me about a situation that they are going through. Guess what happened? This thing turned in their favor on today. So I know what prayer can do. I know that prayer works. I know that prayer is powerful. I know that things happen when we begin to pray and intercede. And I want you all to always understand that we are not wrestling. Now, you hear me pray some dangerous prayers, that God would judge those who fight us, that God would deal with those who come against us. And I mean those prayers. But I want you to understand that when we pray, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of darkness of this world. We are fighting spirits that do not have bodies. And always remember that if you're not spiritual, you will always take things personal. If you're not spiritual, you will look at things through the natural eye and won't see things through the realm of the spirit. Peter loved Jesus. Peter adored Jesus. Peter loved him with his whole heart. As a matter of fact, I believe it was Peter in the Bible who, when the word was given of how he would die and they got ready to crucify him, Peter said, I love him so much that I'm not even willing to be crucified the same way as my Savior. He said, go ahead and hang me upside down. He loved Jesus. It was Peter who stood up on the day of Pentecost. It was Peter who had power and said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Yes, it was Peter. So go ahead and get, I only got room for about 100 more people on this call. We're already at 900. We only got room for about 100 more, so you better go ahead and call who you're going to call. And I know we got more than the numbers on here because some of y'all be merging folk on. And I understand it doesn't matter to me because we got to pray. We got to believe God for miracles, and there's power and there's unity and strength. But Peter loved God. Peter loved God. But the man who Peter loved was getting ready to die. And Peter did not want him to die. Peter, as a matter of fact, said something to him, meaning well, but said something to him. And Jesus looked at Peter, the man who he loved also. Anytime you look at Jesus, Jesus is the embodiment of love. He is love in the flesh. You cannot get more loving than Jesus. So you cannot think that because someone gets angry that they're not in love, because Jesus is love in the flesh. Yet when they dishonored his father's house, what did love do? Went through the temple, tossed and turned tables, whipped them. Why? Because it was a righteous indignation, because the house of God, the plan of God, had been interrupted and it bothered Jesus. Well, I want you to see here that Jesus, who was loving the flesh, looked at Peter and said, what? Get thee behind me, Satan. Now, most of you are extremely immature and would be very offended if I said to you, get behind me, Satan. If I said to you, you foul, unclean spirit, hush. But if you're spiritual, you must be able to recognize when the individual is a spiritual person who is talking to you and they're not dealing with you, but they're dealing with a spirit that is doesn't have a body. Demons use whoever they have to use. They will use your mother. They will use your father. They will use your son. They will use your boss. They will use your coworker. Demons will use whoever they need to use. And most of you don't recognize that the devil will use you to frustrate, to buffet, to torment, to harass the purpose of God in an individual's life. That's why it is very important who a man marries. It is very important who a woman marries. It is very important what you allow in your space. Because if you have people in your house who are not submitted to God, who have not given themselves to pray, who are not in the word, they become the vessel that the enemy used to torment you, to harass you, to buffet you, to do things to you to get you out of place and to cause you to miss it. Am I making sense? So I understand that in my life, that the enemy will use any and everybody to get you out of place, to get you to stop praying, to get you to stop fasting. And if people don't understand that, they will find themselves being used by the devil and doesn't even know it. So this is not an hour to be playing. This is not an hour to be choosing whether you're going to serve God or whether you're not going to serve God. You're going to have to stay in prayer and give yourself the fasting and prayer and get to a place where you're able to say, devil, you can't use my body. I will not be tormented by the devils of hell. There are individuals that have been assigned by the enemy to frustrate the purpose of God for your life. There are individuals who have been sent from hell to hinder you, to stop you. And listen, there are some people who have not been sent from hell. These are genuine relationships. But if they are not submitted, the enemy will use them as a plant, as a decoy, as a weapon against your assignment. Job loved his wife. Job loved his wife. But Job was spiritual enough to look at her and say, you sound like a foolish woman. He recognized that he was dealing with another spirit. Am I making sense? That's why we pray. Because anything that you're going to deal with, it has to be dealt with in prayer. If you're dealing with a spiritual battle, you've got to deal with it in prayer. Though we walk in the flesh, we war not after the flesh. Oh, I hope y'all are hearing me today. Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Some of you, you get rid of people, but you never deal with the spirit. So you get in another relationship, and guess what? The same thing comes up. And then you break up with that person, and you get in another relationship, and you keep switching people, but you don't never deal with the spirit. So it keep on sticking his head up because you're not dealing with it in the spirit. One child, you take them to one school, and you think, well, let me get them to another school, or let me get them to another place, and you don't understand. You change atmospheres, but you never dealt with the spirit of the matter. And some of you in your personal life are making adjustments naturally, but you are not targeting the spirit that's been assigned from hell to destroy your life, to take you under, to make you feel like you'll never reach the place that God has called you to reach. You must deal with the spirit, not the behavior. Yeah. You got to deal with the spirit. If it's fear, go after it. If it's pride, go after it. If it's stubbornness, go after it. If it's lust, go after it. If it's jealousy, go after it. You have to target that spirit. You have to target that strong man. You have to target that thing in your life that you keep trying to make adjustments, but it keeps coming back. You find yourself in the same place because you're not dealing with the spirit. And I need you to understand, because you have dealt with this thing so long, it is always interwoven in your personality. And I know somebody's listening to me, and I want you to hear me, because it's the love of God that wants you to have everything that God has spoken for your life. Are you listening to me today? It has to be dealt with. It has to be dealt with in its subconscious. You know, we call it defense mechanism. And a defense mechanism is an unconscious response. It's a response that you're doing and you don't even recognize you're doing it. So you may say to me, I don't think I'm doing it. And I believe that you don't think you're doing it because it's not a conscious response. It's an unconscious response that has happened to avoid anxiety, to avoid stress, to repress feeling, to not deal with something that you don't want to deal with. It's an unconscious response. Today we are praying. Hey, handala bashata, handala mosite, hele mandala kiala mansa. We are praying today. Psalm 51 declares, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. We are praying that everything that is in our heart, Everything that is in our soul, everything that is in our mind that is hindering us from being who God has called us to be, every stronghold of the enemy that came from our mother's house, that came from our father's house, every spirit that has stood in the way to hinder us from being the best us that we can be, we are dismantling that thing. We are unseating it. We are declaring it illegal and saying that it has no right in you. Raise your right hand. Hey, halabasha, landele wele dele antalamasia. And say in the name of Jesus, every spirit in my life that is contrary to the fruit of the Spirit, tonight, as I clap my hands and I pray, and as I intercede, I command every spirit in my life, contrary to the fruit of the Spirit, die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I belong to you. I am your property. Every fiber of my being belongs to you. I am your child. And according to your word, you said it is the Father's good pleasure to grant unto me the kingdom. You said in your word, O God, that no good thing will you withhold from them that walk upright before you. Father, it is my desire to walk upright before you, according to Psalm 84:11. Father, in Psalm 51, David declared a prayer and said, against thee and against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Blot out my transgression, created me a clean heart and renew, hey, a right spirit within me. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I lift my voice and pray, I'm asking you, God, to deliver me from everything that is not like you. Lord, I desire to walk holy. I desire to be holy. I desire to be the best me that you've called me to be. Yes, I can be a good me, but I want to be a great me. I can be an average me, but I want to be the best me so that I can be that for my family and be that for people all over the globe. Father, in the name of Jesus, every stronghold of pride, every stronghold of arrogance, every stronghold of jealousy, envy, stubbornness, unforgiveness, any spirit operating in my life that is not of the Holy Spirit, I ask you by divine authority to take the sword of God and cut it out of me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, burn it out, burn it out, burn it out, burn it out. Father, I thank you that you are a consuming fire, and I thank you that you are burning everything out of me that is not like you. Lord, I give you access, and I open the doors of my soul. I open the doors of my soul. I give you entrance to the doors of my soul. I give you the key of my heart and the door of my soul, and I ask you to wash, cleanse, deliver, lebe shetele me, lemande lebe kudala bahaza, le kande le kozuri bi, ribendi lebe ifalalanta la makuyala, yankaramansa tolobohoya. I'm asking you to gut it out of me. Get it out from the guttermost. Father, go down into every nook and cranny of my soul, every crease and crevice of unforgiveness and bitterness, every crease and crevice of pride and stubbornness and jealousy and envy and lust and perversion, seditions, murder, strife, whatever's in my life that's hindering me from being the best me. I'm asking you to bring deliverance. God, go down on the inside and wash it out of me. Hold me out, Shanda. Clean me up. Clean me up. Wash me, O God. Wash me, O God. Wash me over. Cleanse me over. Sanctify my members. Sanctify my thoughts. Sanctify my heart. Make me holy. Make me clean. According to 1 Thessalonians 5, you said, hallelujah, sanctify myself, and the very God of peace will sanctify me holy. W-H-O-L-L-Y. I thank you that I am wholly sanctified. I am wholly sanctified. Sanctify my body. Sanctify my soul. Sanctify my spirit. Sanctify me. Deliver me from the works of the flesh. Deliver me from everything in my life that's hindering me from going to my next level. God, you hate pride, so I hate pride. You resist the proud, according to James chapter 4, verse 6. But you give grace unto the humble. I thank you that humility is my portion. I thank you that I eat humility day and night. I thank you that I'm clothed in humility. I am dressed in in humility. I wear humility as a garment. I am overcome by humility. Humility overshadows me. I've been overshadowed by humility. Humility is my portion. You hate pride. You said that stubbornness is as idolatry. I don't want nothing in my life that doesn't belong to you. I don't want anything working in my life that hinders me from being what you call me to be. So, Father, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, burn it out of me. 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 Consuming fire. Burn it out. Consuming fire. Burn it out. Lemeledea. Lemeledea. Landalakutaya. Landelebeobasi. Sino no mohota. Likandalaho. Lubandelebe. Helebeyaya. Yamparadi elebo. I need a clean heart. I can't do nothing with this heart. I need a clean heart. I don't care how much they work on that car. Mother boy say you got to put a new engine in that car if you want that car to work. Hobi ashande. Ila la mobi bianci kaye. Inda la mahataya. Handa la 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 mobi bio shanda la la diastia. Hobi ashande. Give me a clean heart. Clean this heart up. Give me a heart of flesh. Give me a heart of flesh. Get this dirty heart, this nasty heart, this heart that likes to defend itself, this heart that likes to be seen, this heart that's full of arrogance and full of pride and full of ambition and full of goals, who wants to be important. Lamb of God, get that stony heart of me. Get this hard heart out of me. Hila la bohosha. Yemendele me ekandala kuya. Lebala dalalanta la moya. Vikele de kreste be onda. Ununi ni kikendele le me. Lantala maya. Hala bohobi an shike. Hey, 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 hey. Shakaba. Yankama baban soto. Come on, church. Cry to him for a clean heart. Ask God to clean you up. Ask God to get that mess out of you, that desire to be heard, that demon that wants to be seen, that spirit that got to be right, always want to be right, always want to be heard, want to have the last word. Get it out of us. Get it out of us, Lord. Deliver me. Deliver my family. Grant unto us a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. Come on. Purge me with hyssop, and I'll be clean. Wash me, and I'll be whiter than snow. Lift your voice and begin to pray. This ain't for your mama. This ain't for your daddy. This ain't for your sister. This is for you. Come on. Get it out of me, God. I'm tired of changing behavior. I'm tired of changing things, but my spirit is the same. Do something down in my heart. Do something down in my will. Put a yes in my will. Put a yes in my soul. Put a yes in my heart. Put a yes to your do and a yes to your say. Put a yes that I'll obey. Put a yes in me. My heart says yes. My mind says yes. My will says yes. All of me says yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, Lord. Kataya, Le Candelabosa, Ina Naman Shike, Hey, Balababanzia, Hey, Alabo, Hobiasha, Landalala Balakiandelebe, Yay, 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 Bashata, every strong man operate in my life, you strong man of pride. I command you to be stripped of your authority. I command your assignment concerning my life to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. It is so. Hoba, Shata, Lemende, Lebedelebe, Lebandalabakota, Lebandalabahazia, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, Shata, that was a good prayer. Oba Shande, Ye Mandala Hobaya, Ye Kandala Basaya. Lord, I want to be holy. I want to be clean. You said, who shall abide in your holy tabernacle? He that have clean hand and a pure heart. Lord, make me clean. Make me holy. Ye da Bashandala Bakiandala Mohosa. Not just holy in body, but holy in spirit. Holy in my heart. Halabashatio. Yendele me kiankala masaya. Homanana mazite le mandalo sha. Yea, my fear. Yea, my soul. Yea, nanamoho sandalahaya. Ida di o shandabaha. Y kandele be ekolo lobo sita. In the name of the Alamandala di osha. in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 3. And I will give thee treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name, and the God of Israel, we are commanding an immediate transfer of worth, of wealth. I'm sorry. God said, I will give thee treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. We are declaring an immediate transfer of wealth. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, we command an immediate transfer of wealth now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, there's power when we pray. Father, there's power when we come together. You said where two or three touch and agree, it shall be done. Father, there are over 1,000 people right now on this line calling on you, believing you for supernatural increase, supernatural debt cancellation. There are over 1,000 people on this line believing you for the miraculous. And Father, by divine authority, according to Isaiah 45 and 3, I command an immediate transfer of wealth. I command power from the treasures of darkness, and I command it to come into my bank account now. I command it to come into the control of every true prophet, every true apostle, pastors and leaders and evangelists, the people of God, so that we can advance the purpose of God. I thank you that divine wealth is coming to us in the name of Jesus. I command an increase of wealth, and I command a divine transfer. You said in Proverbs 13:22 that a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children, but the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And in the name of Jesus, I command the wealth of the sinner to switch hands, switch hands, switch hands, switch hands, and come into the hands of the church. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are raising up individuals in KCC Charlotte, individuals in KCC Jacksonville, in KCC Houston. I thank you that you are putting wealth into the hands of believers who will advance the purpose of God. Father, you are all-knowing, you're omniscient, and you know who will advance the kingdom. You know who will give. You know who will not hold back. So, Father, I thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, every entrepreneur that is a part of darkness, every person with money who is a part of darkness, who is sitting on the wealth of the church, who is holding back the wealth of KCC, who is holding back the wealth of Brian Carr, who is holding back the wealth of the church all over, in the name of Jesus, I command that money to be transferred. Hey, 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 Shata, hey. Shato, ho, ma, CK, he, ma, ta, lay, pay, lay, pay, lay, pay, lay, pay, lay, pay, lay, Malabasha. I command that money to transfer. I command it to transfer now. Command it to transfer now. Command it to transfer now. I declare and command and decree according to Job 22. You said that I can decree a thing and it shall be established. I decree a divine transfer. I decree an immediate transfer. I decree an immediate switching of the hands from darkness into the hands of the saints, into the hands of pastors who will feed the homeless, into the hands of apostles who will cause the work of the gospel to be done across the globe, in the nations of the earth, in China, in Africa, in Asia, in Antarctica, in North America, in South America, in Europe. I thank you that even in Australia, Lobo Dolobo Shabande, money is switching hands. I thank you for a divine transfer and that money, Halabohokoma, Likele Mandaya, Latalawan Telebeansi. I thank you. Handalabohosa, yebe, 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 yebe lebo, robokuta, lemandelekia, landilebia sita, handalaho, 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 ushteleme, limandala kudala, rebele banda, ikandala bakundilebi azinene antala basuya. In the name of Jesus, yeshebe, I command the transfer. Come on, saints, pray that through. Command it. Decree it. Decree it into your account. Decree it that is coming in the mail. Decree it that is coming from every direction. A divine transfer. You said in Isaiah 45:3, Lord, you're not a man that you should lie. You're God of your promise. You said that you would give us the treasures of darkness. You said that you would give us hidden riches of secret places. And I thank you that that money that is hidden is being found. We expose it. We uprooted all hidden money, all hidden assets, all hidden property that belongs to us, that belongs to the church at large. I thank you that by divine authority, we command it to be released and to come into our hands now in the name of Jesus. Orobo sheke, yeke manda, handala masaya, yenderere balamanda, hey, oh, ba shata, andele me condolobosita, ila la manda la bahaya, yay, osha, Deuteronomy chapter 28, yendere be kunda la bazaya. It's almost similar to a something we prayed earlier. And it shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all of his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you. They shall overtake you if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed is the fruit of your body, the fruit of the ground, fruit of thy cattle, increase of thine kind, flocks of the sheep. My God, that sounds like a blessing. I release the blessing of God to locate and overtake me. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I loose the blessing of God to locate me now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word declares in Proverbs chapter 10 that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and it addeth no sorrow. Father, I thank you that as I pray today, come on, pray, KCC, I feel this. Come on, pray, you that are on this call, whoever you are. You don't have to be connected, but you're connected by the Spirit. It's really only one church. It's one Lord, it's one faith, and it's one baptism. I need you to pray that the blessing of God will locate you, that it will overtake you in every circumstance. I thank you that the blessing of God is overtaking me in every circumstance, in every business transaction, in every relationship, in everyday activity. I thank you that the blessing of God is locating me and it is overtaking me and it is hijacking me. I thank you that in every decision I make, that goodness and mercy, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the day of my life, and I will never depart from the house of the Lord. I thank you today. Belebo, Ubiasha, Handalobo Bibiasi, Lemandelebe Ecolobo Uta, Robo Sanune Andele, Andele Ola, Ula Labandele Icalabasia, Zivushna, Leviendele Abala Azia, Zini, Anzini, 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 Anzuni me. Hey, I thank you that the blessing of God is locating me. It is locating my son. It is locating my daughter. It is locating my family. It is locating my business. I thank you that the blessing of God locates me in Charlotte. It locates me in Florida. It locates me, hallelujah, in Texas. I thank you that the blessing of God is overtaking me, that all blessing that belongs to me is locating me, and it is overtaking me because I am blessed. I am blessed in the city. I'm blessed in Jacksonville. I'm blessed in Charlotte. I'm blessed in Houston. I'm blessed next week as I go to Shelby. I am blessed. As I go to Raleigh, I am blessed. Hallelujah. As I go on Friday night, hallelujah, where I'm going, Lord, Hollywood, Florida, I am blessed. I thank you that wherever the sole of my feet shall tread, I am blessed. I am anointed. I am overtaken by the blessing. That blessings locate me. Call your address, y'all, in the atmosphere and command the blessing. Command the blessing. Release the blessing. Every blessing that is tied down, every blessing that is held up, every blessing that is blocked, as I pray, as I intercede, Handala Bohosha, Yambi Bibi Asuku, Lukula Mundulobo Kundelebe, Lilandelebe, Solobo Obasha, Shandana Mansia. Any individual who is holding up my blessing, any individual who is looking for me, I declare that you will locate me now, find me now, run me down now, overtake me now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that it is so, and it shall be done according to your word, in the name of Jesus. My God, I feel the anointing. Prayer works. I don't care what nobody tell you. You do all that other stuff if you want to. I know that believing God works. I know that obedience works. Notice he said in Deuteronomy 28, if you hearken diligently unto its obedience, it's your obedience that brings the blessing. It's your obedience. If you be willing and obedient, that's what brings a blessing in your life. Every individual right now, go ahead and go to that Cash App. $PBCJR. You are sowing a seed right now. This blessing is going to overtake you. We are praying that the blessing locates you. You are sowing a seed of $28. Don't hesitate. Don't wait on anybody. Let me tell y'all something. If I tell you a TV's in your backyard and you go home and the TV's not there, you should call the police because somebody stole your TV. I'm telling y'all that prayer works. I got so many testimonies, and that's why I want you to go on the website, briankarn.com. Give us your testimonies. Let us hear your testimonies. Somebody, 10 of you, you're sowing 128. Two of you specifically tonight, and I'll be releasing the word of the Lord to your life because God's telling me to do that. There are two of you specifically who's given a seed of $1,028. And I just need you to make sure in your comment you send your email or go to my email and tell me that you sowed that seed. But we need your testimonies. ProphetBrianKarn@yahoo.com or go to the website, BrianKarn.com. Their prayer points are there. The replays of the prayers are there. You need to get in the mode of praying. Praying is working all across this nation. God is releasing a clarion call. People are praying. People are interceding. Something is happening, and I know it's working because the devil is attacking and the devil is fighting, and he wasn't fighting like he was now because he knows that prayer is the go-between. Prayer is what causes things to happen. Prayer is what causes things to turn. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to thank him. Go to briankarn.com and sow that seed of $28 or $128. If you want to, go to mail it in the mail, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. Or as I said, you can go on the app. You can go to the church one and sow it, Kingdom City Culture. But sow your seed and give to God. There are 10 of you giving $128. Hallelujah. Oh, ba, 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 kasha. Ila la, ba, 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 shata. Ile, le, 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 banda, la, ba, ba, kata. Ile, le, be, 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 kete, le, be, kita. Ila la, ba, 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 la, ba, la, ba. Libe, le, be, le, ba. Ubalabalaba, Libalabalaba, Zalaba Undalabakista, Ilo, Ilo, Ilo Bosha, Ilo Boshate, Yetananamansia. So you see, like I said, there are two of you giving $1,028, and you're going to the website and you can sow it, but I need to know who you are so I can release what God would have me to say to you. But we're trusting God and we're giving in faith. We're believing God for the miraculous. Nothing is going to happen until you pray. Nothing is going to turn until you pray. Nothing is going to shift until you pray. If you don't pray, don't expect nothing to change. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, everybody who's on this call, everybody who's on this call, you need to be in Jacksonville tonight. If you're anywhere near Jacksonville, if you got family members, if you know people in Jacksonville, tell them to get there in Jacksonville tonight. God is moving. God is speaking. Every individual who's in Jacksonville, KCC, you don't stay home. Bring your little happy hips to church tonight. There's a word that God is giving us, and we don't have time to play with it. I'm telling you, we'll be online. We'll be streaming live. You'll be able to go on YouTube and go on Facebook and watch it live tonight. But it's a very tough word that I preached in Charlotte, that I preached in Houston, and I'm preaching it at the Jacksonville Church tonight, that God is calling the church to pray. Mele me, shele ma, luma la mande, le mando lo boho. Rubusukuna, Lemendele Kitala Wandele Ebele Dili di Ansa, Sanamosha, 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 Sanamosike, Ikala Mandolobo Kutaya, Rika Dili di Kristi di Undule di Iandalabaya. God is real. October 22nd. Guess what? We're having a shut in Charlotte, North Carolina. Go ahead and make your trip. Get your trip ready now. It starts at 8 o'clock that night. A shut-in. 8 o'clock that night. It's only supposed to be 6 hours. I don't know what God's going to do. But I'm telling you right now, make your plans by bus, on a gurney, on a cart. Come by train or by plane. Come, my God, how do you get there? Let's make it to prayer. Let's come at that place and pray and intercede and believe God. And let's knock on heaven's door. The blessing of God is locating you right now. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. God's about to do some amazing things in your life. And God's getting ready to blow your mind beyond your imagination. So I'm challenging you on the 22nd. Ele, Ala, Ilama, Andala Mosita. Yes, Lord, I heard you. Obibibi Shaka, Ikandalabaya, Inanana Mansa. Ina la 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 manda la bakura bashata. Hey, ala oba, ibo oba, obiansi. Ini ando la mohoko la mande, Eliosha. I'm expecting all of you to be there and believe God for signs, wonders, and miracles. Somebody who's been on this prayer line that was had COVID was released last night. This person had been hospitalized since August the 31st. Did y'all hear that? They've been in a hospital for a month. But since we prayed, guess what? They got released last night from the hospital. And we declare long life. We come against every retaliation. We come against every backlash. And we declare that any demon that would come to steal their testimony, I dismantle it now. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. You are anointed. I'm in Jacksonville tonight, casting out devils. I'm in Jacksonville, hallelujah, preaching a word on prayer. We're shifting an atmosphere. Things are happening. I love you. Don't, if you're not a part of KCC, join online. You want to be a part, but get connected to this anointing because God's about to use us to change the world. And I want you to be a part. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You're unstoppable, and you can't be blocked. I love you. I'll see you for prayer in the morning, 6 a.m. We're going to pray. Knock on heaven's door. You're blessed. More grace.